The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has just completed its first national study on the health of Hispanics in the U.S. 1 in 6 people in the U.S. is Hispanic. That number is expected to rise to 1 in 4 in the next 20 years. Joining us from Atlanta is Dr. Ken Dominguez, who is a medical epidemiologist with the CDC. He's the lead author on the study. Dr. Dominguez, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much, Jeremy. It's a pleasure to be with you all today.
And you compared in this study Hispanics with whites. What were the big differences?
Well, there's some important differences. Good news is that Hispanics had lower overall death rates compared to non-Hispanic whites. Also, lower death rates for most of the 10 to 15 leading causes of death, with the exception of deaths from diabetes and chronic liver disease and cirrhosis. And they also had slightly higher rates of deaths related to hypertension, as well as homicide.
And how do you account for that?
Well, we actually did look at other risk factors for disease. And one thing we found was that Hispanics have higher rates of obesity and diabetes in general. And so because of that, there's a relationship between obesity, liver disease, and diabetes. So higher rates of obesity and diabetes are associated with higher rates of chronic liver disease. Other factors that affect chronic liver disease in particular are also alcohol consumption. So about half of those deaths from chronic liver disease are associated with alcohol consumption. And the other half could be related to obesity, could be related to things such as viral hepatitis, so hepatitis B. We know that Hispanics have lower rates of vaccination for hepatitis B. So those are, you know, those are some of the main things that we found.
And does that lead you to believe, though, that Hispanics living in the United States are leading more unhealthy lives, and that leads them to have some of these health problems that they're getting in greater numbers than whites, or that they're dying from in greater numbers than whites, or that they just simply don't have the care to deal with those problems once they get them?
Well, in actuality, we found that, as I mentioned, for most of the leading causes of death, Hispanics are dying. About 4 in 10 are dying from heart disease and cancer, and that's relatively similar to whites, although cancer is a more of a higher leading cause of death. It's the first leading cause of death for Hispanics, while cardiac deaths are a leading cause of death for white non-Hispanics.
But for diabetes and cirrhosis of the liver, for example, the two areas where Hispanics are actually worse off than whites in your study.
Yes. So for those two, really is the fact that other studies have shown that Hispanics have lower physical activity. They don't really follow the recommendations for physical activity, which would be basically at least 30 minutes of walking per day, every day, or 3 10-minute walks a day are an example of physical activity that meets the requirements for improving your health or maintaining your health. Other things include things such as alcohol consumption. We find that the percentage of Hispanics that drink is less than, actually, the percentage of white non-Hispanics that drink. Hmm. But when they drink, the rates of binge drinking for Hispanics is sometimes the same or higher than white non-Hispanics. So probably the combination of obesity, even with maybe moderate or elevated alcohol consumption, can cause, you know, problems with your liver in the long run, and can even lead to cancer.
You also found some big differences among different Hispanic populations in the U.S., that somebody who has come here from Mexico is not going to have the same situation as somebody who's come from Puerto Rico or from Cuba or from any other country, for that matter.
Correct, correct. And so, yeah, in terms of health risks that vary by Hispanic origin subgroup, one of the major findings was that 66% more Puerto Ricans smoke compared with Mexicans. And this was also accompanied by other findings that showed that Puerto Ricans had twice the prevalence of self-reported cancer and heart disease compared with Mexicans. So even though we didn't necessarily look to see what the association was with smoking and cancer and heart disease, we know that smoking causes 2 out of every 10 deaths in the United States. So we think that that's why Puerto Ricans have such elevated rates of cancer and heart disease, similar to whites.
We're speaking with Dr. Ken Dominguez from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention about their new study on the health of Hispanics in the U.S. We'll link you to it at hereandnow.org. And Dr. Dominguez, one of the things I found interesting here is that the risk factors for Hispanics for some of the top diseases is higher for those who are born in the U.S. than those born outside the U.S.
Yes, that's correct. So we found that U.S.-born compared with Hispanics that were born outside of the 50 states had greater prevalences of obesity, hypertension, smoking, heart disease, and cancer.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think partly is, for example, with smoking, we found that the fact that people smoke has a lot to do with their level of acculturation. So the longer you've been here, you probably absorb more of the marketing towards getting you to smoke that comes on TV. And also the less education you have, so less than 12 years of education, you're more likely to smoke. And also if you're born, as we mentioned, if you're born in the 50 states in D.C., you're more likely to smoke. So for whatever reason, whether it's economics, acculturation, U.S.-born Hispanics tend to smoke more. And that has a major impact on heart disease and cancer that has sort of a domino effect.
Now, part of your study and the part that we've been talking about is all about the kinds of diseases and health problems that are affecting Hispanics. Another part looks at how to fix that problem. And one of the things you point out is that doctors in the United States need to be able to speak to patients in the language that is most comfortable for them. And in this case, we're talking about Spanish.
Yes, exactly. So we encourage healthcare professionals to work with interpreters to eliminate such language barriers, you know, obviously when patients prefer to speak Spanish.
Is that going to be a tough thing to do to implement across the country to get doctors to be able to speak to patients in Spanish when necessary?
Well, luckily there are, you know, because there are interpreters, sometimes they'll have Spanish-speaking staff, you know, and as well as there are companies that provide interpretation via phone if you don't have staff available. So there are ways around it, you know, if you don't have staff right there and then. Also, there's another important factor is engaging community health workers that are called promotores de salud, which are essentially community members that live in the same communities as the Hispanic patients who live, work, eat. They're all in the same community, so they have a good rapport with the patients and can actually help in terms of providing outreach for things such as, you know, going to get your cancer screening for breast cancer. They can go out and encourage folks, you know, we have this health fair coming up. Please go and get tested. Mm. And then the other thing is that the community health workers, the promotores de salud, can also help patients understand directions from the doctor. So, for example, if they give them a prescription, they can help them, you know, better understand how to correctly take their medications and then follow up to make sure that they come for their next appointment and things like that. So we found that the use of promotores has been a very effective tool for various types of diseases.
Dr. Ken Dominguez, an epidemiologist at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, will link you to the study on Hispanics in the U.S. and their health. It's at hereandnow.org. Dr. Dominguez, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy. Have a good rest of your day.